Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program on environmental topics from southern Arizona and the rest of the universe. Today we are joined by Emily Rocky, who is Marketing Director for the Fairfix Companies, a recycling company here in Tucson. Welcome, Emily.
Thank you for having me.
Why the plural in Fairfix Companies?
The Fairfax Companies is a recycling and waste handling company with two divisions, Tanks Green Stuff and Tanks Roll-Off. We recycle different types of materials. The green waste materials go into Tanks Green Stuff, and we have a division of the company for picking up and bringing those materials to the Fairfax Companies facility for recycling, and that's called Tanks Roll-Off.
Fairfax Companies is the umbrella company, and then underneath that, two divisions, Tanks Green Stuff and Tanks Roll-Off. What is the tank?
Tank is the owner of the company's nickname. His last name is Tankersley, Jason Tankersley, hence Tanks Green Stuff and Tanks Roll-Off.
The most interesting fact about the Fairfax Companies is that they are the only ones, as far as I know, that recycle styrofoam.
Yes, we've been able to start recycling styrofoam since January when we got special equipment that can break down all different types of foam and styrofoam, many different types, which I'm sure we'll discuss, and it turns it into a foam sausage, pretty much, which can then be used to recycle and make new products.
So that would be the packaging material you have in boxes you get from Amazon, places like that. Coffee cup?
Certainly, yes. Any type of foam. We're familiar with that hard styrofoam. It's called polystyrene. EG's containers are our styrofoam. Electronics are packaged in polystyrene. And then also the flexible foam that's called PE, polyethylene, and that comes in packages as well.
That's the tissue-like stuff.
Correct. Yes, it's thin and flexible.
What about the containers you get at the fast food place?
We can accept that as well. The trick is that it has to be clean. There is certain type of equipment that can handle dirty or food contaminated foam, but our equipment is not made for that, so it needs to be somewhat clean.
You don't wash it, you just condense it.
Correct.
How does it work?
Well, it kind of crunches up all of the material into the hopper, or you load it into the hopper and it crunches up all the foam, and then it applies heat and it comes out the end of the equipment like an extrusion, which can then be packaged up and shipped away to a specific recycling company that can make new products.
Apart from the styrofoam, what else do you recycle?
We recycle a lot of materials, plastics, metals, cardboard, construction debris. We sort and recycle as many materials from construction debris as possible. We're Tucson's only for that. And then a huge division of the company is recycling green waste. It's an enormous waste coming from our community. About 60 to 70,000 cubic yards every year come to our facility, and we turn it into landscape materials, such as organic compost, different mulches, wood chips, soil.
And the materials you're getting are cuttings from people's trees and that sort of thing?
Exactly. It's an enormous amount of waste diverted from the landfill. And it's a valuable resource, too. Those are very nutrient-rich materials, which can be transformed by composting or chipping and returned back into our landscapes instead of filling up our landfills.
How big a part of the raw material in your green recyclable division are Christmas trees?
That's a great question. We do accept Christmas trees for recycling. We've done a couple specials in the past where we hand you back a bag of finished compost with the donation of your tree at no cost. It's not a very large volume. There's several drop-off sites around Tucson for that during that time of year. So it's a kind of a drop in the bucket compared to the amount of green waste we receive during the year.
What is your pickup arrangement?
All of our sites are open to the public, so for residential customers or commercial customers, landscapers, all can come into our facilities. If you do want a pickup service, well, we rent the roll-offs for that purpose, so you can see how all of the divisions of the company fit together. Tanks Roll-Off will rent and deliver a container of various sizes to your home or your project site. You can fill it up, and we pick it up and bring it back to the facility for sorting and recycling.
I could, for instance, get my neighbors to pass the hat, and then we could rent a container from you, put it in the middle of the area, and everybody could put their styrofoam in there.
That's an excellent idea. We're happy to work with neighborhoods and organizing for the delivery of those kind of roll-off containers for the neighborhood to use.
It's a drop-off based organization, but you do have containers that you can place anywhere and that you pick up.
Yes, our main facility is at Speedway and Prudence, which is just east of Colb Road, and that's where most of the recycling, the plastics, metals, cardboard, styrofoam, that all comes into that main facility. And then our other facility is Ina Road, and that's at Ina near I-10, just west of I-10. And that's our composting facility, and we do accept inert material there as well. So the composting site happens only at Ina, and the main recycling and the tanks roll off dispatch from the main facility. We do have one third smaller facility that is at Drexel near Houghton Road, and they just accept inert materials.
The containers are not only used for styrofoam, but also for green waste.
Yes, anything that you'd like to transport to our facility for recycling can all go into that roll-off. It is possible to do green waste as well as recyclables. We just ask that they get separated a little bit because obviously they're handled in a very different way. But yes, you can use them for like a big weekend cleanup, for example, if you wanted to trim a lot of trees and do landscaping work at your house, as well as maybe get rid of some old wood that you're not using, or some scrap metal, or some foam, even if you wanted to combine them all together. Just kind of separating them a bit in the container would work.
How much materials has Fairfax Companies recycled since its inception?
Since we purchased the densifier equipment for the styrofoam and the polyethylene PE foam, we got that equipment in December, and since January, so in 6 months, we've densified 25 tons of foam. To give you an idea what that looked like when it came into the facility as loose foam, that would have taken up 13 shipping containers full. But other materials, for example, in 2015, we recycled 532 tons of concrete that might have been pulled out of a construction site, sidewalk got torn up or whatnot. Concrete like that can be recycled by crushing it and making it into a crushed concrete aggregate, or AB. Some other figures, around 60 to 70,000 tons of green landscape waste get recycled at our facilities every year. Almost 1,000 tons of metal, 600 tons of cardboard, 232 tons of plastic. And then on the green waste, like I mentioned, we turn that green waste around and move it through our composting facility. And we sold last year 4,000 cubic yards of organic compost to farmers, backyard gardeners, landscapers. It goes into parks and recreations departments. Universities locally use it for nourishing their soils.
You provide several charitable organizations in town with organic compost.
We donate countless cubic yards of compost and soil and mulch to our local nonprofits, school gardens, community gardens. We try to do as much as we can in the community with this valuable resource. We take a percentage of all of our bag sales every year, just goes to the community food bank. So we try to give back to the community and be active on Tucson Clean and Beautiful Board, Watershed Management Group, and then just working with local nonprofits such as Mission Garden and Native Seed Search.
How do you see the expansion of styrofoam collection in Tucson?
I think as we all become aware of an alternative to throwing it into the landfill, as we spread the word and talk to our local businesses and neighbors, then everyone will bring the material to the facility for recycling. It is no charge for residential homeowners to bring the material to us, different types of foam that we've discussed. They'll need to speak with me if they're a commercial company, large user of foam, and they'll be bringing it to us on a regular basis.
If commercial customers bring a mixed batch of styrofoam to your facility, they have to pay a small fee for the sorting.
Exactly.
What about residential customers? Do they have to separate the
type? No,
it's
on a small enough scale that there's no fee to accept. The different types of foam can come to us at no cost.
Where can we find you?
We have three locations. The Speedway east of Kolb Road. It's at the end of Prudence at 7301 East Speedway. Our Ina Road facility, where you can bring green waste, is at 5300 West Ina, just west of Ina and I-10. And a small facility at Drexel Road near Houghton. But you can also find us on the web at www.thefairfaxcompanies.com or tanksgreenstuff.com.
Do you have a phone number at your headquarters?
We do. It's 520-290-9313.
Thank you very much, Emily.
Thank you for having me.